May grace and peace be yours in abundance in the knowledge of God and Christ Jesus our Lord. As we gather in worship today, we hear the message of God's overflowing generosity to us. Generosity of life and supply, overflowing grace and salvation and forgiveness and renewal of spirit. All this fills us with joy, joy in abundance. Today we look to giving God our spiritual gifts. Here the cycle of abundance begins with God. Each of us has been endowed with a broad set of abilities, interests, and knowledge. These come from God, our Creator. What's notable is that no two of us have been given the same set of talents, and your personal curiosities and interests have led you to develop in ways wholly unique to you. The abilities that you have, physical, intellectual, and emotional, are very different from mine. God has endowed us with specialized capabilities. We were each valuable and precious in our own ways. I'm reminded of an experience Joyce and I had at Altamir Jewelers in Washington. Joyce and I went there. Joyce had to have some work done on a ring. So we gave him the ring, and we started just walking around, you know, looking at the cases and all that, and the prices, too. So while we were walking around, oh, mackerel, we saw a variety of gemstones. There were emeralds and rubies and sapphires and diamonds. It was like a rainbow of gemstones. With this incredible lining they had in the store, various rings and bracelets, earrings and watches were nothing but dazzling. They were dazzling. Each piece of jewelry was so very different from the next. Different settings, unique arrangements of stones, various colored gems, but every one of them was simply stunning under the light. That's what our talents are like. Every one of us is one kind of treasure with striking gifts. In Exodus, we hear about the construction of Israel's tabernacle. For a people on the go in the wilderness, they needed a place to worship that could travel with them. Solution? A holy temple. A lot went into the construction and all the things necessary for worship: candlesticks, incense, burners, linens, priestly investments, tables, chairs, all kinds of stuff. So amid the people of Israel, there were two men in particular. They were endowed with all kinds of artistic and crafting skills. They could work on numerous projects, including wood, stonework, metals, fiber arts, you name it, they could do it, and they did it very well. Not only were Bezalel and Oholiab remarkable craftsmen, they also had the ability to teach others. Moses explains that they had received all the talents from God. They were filled with divine spirit. They were inspired. We have all been endowed with abilities for a purpose, so that we might use them. Skills and talents are made to be used. They're intended to be shared to help us make the world a better place. These gifts allow us to serve in Christ's name. Jesus speaks of light. We heard about it in our gospel. You are the light of the world, he says. But by its nature, light reaches out. A small light source can be seen for a long, long distance. It is the nature of light it spreads out, sheds light into the darkness. So when John wrote his gospel, he began at the beginning, way at the beginning with creation. In the beginning was the Word. The book of Genesis describes God's creating the world by speaking it into being. The Word, the first thing God creates is light. It is light. Christ is that unquenchable light. He is the creating Word of God. In being born among us, that divine Word became flesh to dwell among us. Those who tried to kill him thought they had extinguished the light. They buried his dead body in the tomb. But in his resurrection, Jesus has shown us that nothing can overcome the divine light of God. It's eternal. Not even death can stop it. The light shines in the darkness. Jesus calls us to be the light in darkness too, in shining our light, in sharing our capabilities and wisdom and compassion. We spread the light like one candle lighting another candle. And with time, it's not the light that's extinguished. It's the dark, the darkness. We are called, my friends, to be light, to be a light. We're called to be those dazzling gemstones in God's jewelry case. We are each a sampling of the dazzling gems sharing their light in our ministries. We grow and stretch through serving Christ's name. And there is joy, lots of joy, in the sharing as we give of ourselves and our abilities. And our joy is increased. An abundant joy comes through overflowing generosity. Amen. The peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus until life everlasting. Amen.